Jerry Bader's show. As some of you know, I write for the conservative website Right Wisconsin. This is behind a paywall. I don't think they'll yell at me too badly if I share a lot of it with you. After all, I wrote it. I mean, I could just take it from my Word doc and share it with you, and then I'm not really taking it from Right Wisconsin, right? Earlier this week, and I talked about it yesterday, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's Politicrap did... it's PolitiFact, by the way. PolitiCrap did this thing where they analyzed a claim by Mary Burke, likely Democratic challenger to Governor Scott Walker, but didn't rate it as mostly true, true, false, whatever. They put no rating on it. They just examined her claim that as head of Trek Bicycle, her family's company, European division, from 1990 to 1993, she grew sales from $2 million to $50 million. More on that in a moment, but I almost forgot to do something. Going into the Mike McCarthy interview, we received a call. Wherever you're at in Wisconsin right now, there's a really good chance roads are going to be slippery. So please drive carefully and just be prepared for something that looks maybe wet or okay. That happened to me on the way in this morning. We're getting reports that suddenly people are noticing very unsure footing, if you will, or traction beneath their tires. So please, please, please be careful. Okay, now back to this. So they examine the claim by Mary Burke that she grew sales from $3 million to $50 million from 1990 to 1993 in Trek's European division. They decide, well, we may rate it at a future date, but we just wanted to dig into whether or not that was true. Never mind the fact that earlier she claimed it was $2 million to $60 million. So one of them is false, right? They can't both be true, can they? Compare and contrast that with their treatment of Scott Walker's claim that the state patrol car in which he was riding in La Crosse during the Act 10 debate was rocked by protesters. They decided they could not prove that conclusively, therefore it was false. Not unproven, not undetermined, just false. Well, a listener of mine reached out to Greg Borowski at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and said, what gives? Why rate Walker's is false and then not rate Burke's at all, even though it can't be proven. At the end of the day, it's just a matter of both claims couldn't be proven. So why didn't you just say they're unproven or undetermined instead of saying that for one and that we're not going to rate it right now as true or false, but rating the other one false? Here's Borowski's answer. I think you're missing an important distinction between the two items. Yes, in both cases, the speaker could not provide evidence that backed up their claim. However, in the Walker case, there were all sorts of independent people, including, notably, the La Crosse Police Department, who had firsthand knowledge of the situation and could comment on it. They didn't say it was false. At this stage, there is no independent source that we have been able to locate who can provide that information on the Burke claim. Hence, we said we will rate it when we are able. In the meantime, we did more research into this claim than any other media outlet has. Here comes the self-back-patting. Scrutinizing it in the context of what was happening in the industry at the time. Our story provides valuable information to readers to judge whether they believe she's accurate. You clearly were able to come up with your own conclusion that it is not credible. You will note they didn't trust the reader to do that with Scott Walker. They felt they had to rate that one false for the reader. He goes on. The other choice, I guess, would be to ignore this oft-repeated statement entirely, or let her continue spouting the claim and then parroting it back without any scrutiny, as other media outlets have. Well, you're so damn proud of yourself, why don't you go all the way and call her on this? Would that be your recommendation for us the next time this comes up? Ignore a central claim instead of raising important questions about it? Please let me know. Ah, so it was valuable to the reader, as I said, in Burke's case, but not in Walker's case, to make their own decision. So I picked up on this. Did the sources in the Walker story prove factually it didn't happen? My understanding is PolitiFact is a statement of fact. Is it an opinion the lacrosse incident didn't happen, or is it a statement of fact? Are you now willing to admit PolitiFact is nothing more than opinion masquerading as fact? It seems all you established in that piece is that you couldn't prove conclusively that it did happen. Can you say factually it did not? Or is the most you can say factually is that it is undetermined or unproven, just as the Burke claim is? You couldn't prove factually that neither didn't happen, yet you dub one false and don't rate the other. How do you explain that? That was me to Borowski, Borowski to me. He was having none of that. Thanks for your inquiry, but I'm not going to be baited into a discussion with you on this. My private correspondence was that, private. I took the inquiry from Mr. I'm going to withhold his name as a sincere inquiry. I understand he has now shared it with you. That's certainly his right. What I wrote to him speaks for itself. Baited into a discussion? He feels my listener violated his privacy by sharing it with me, so I tried again. Okay, Greg, can you answer this? Are PolitiFact pieces considered opinion pieces or factual reporting? His response. I know this will shock you, but he gets a little dodgy here. I'm not trying to be cheeky here. Yeah? But you can you answer this question? Is talk radio news or entertainment? Clearly, you have an opinion on your question. Whatever I say is not going to change it, so what's the point? I said, no, really, I want to know. Do you consider these opinion pieces or factual reporting? His response, the fact checks are presented as fact checks. I'm not trying to be coy here. Oh, yes, you are. But they are what they are. I'm not going to choose a label that doesn't fit. Really, just ahead, you said I would disagree with your label, which you now say doesn't exist. Okay? He then went on to explain the process of how a PolitiFact piece is written. So they defy category. They're not fact. They're not factual reporting. They're not opinion. They're neither fish nor fowl. They're fact checks. They can't be described as one or the other. So in his mind, the Burke piece does a journalistic service by exploring the claim and providing information to allow the reader to draw his or her own conclusion. And in his world, it makes sense to do that for Burke, but not for Walker. I rate Borowski's claim bullcrap. You, of course, are free to draw your own conclusion with the evidence provided here. It's 9:29.